This is Short-Term Rental Management, the show that is all about short-term rental property management, with your host, yours truly, Luke Carl. Welcome to the party, Short-Term Rental Management. I love you along here, Luke Carl, the Reverend of Real Estate. Today, we're going to talk about renting your house, a novel idea. Can you imagine? We're going to talk about this concept on short-term rental management. Renting your house on a show about managing a house. But all kidding aside, I do see a lot of times where folks, especially new folks, are saying, oh my goodness, this guest wants to do this, that, the other. And I am afraid of that. I don't want them in this house. I'll give you some specific examples and we'll talk about whether you actually even want to rent this house or not on today's episode of Short-Term Rental Management. This episode of the Short-Term Management Show is brought to you by Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. This is the book in the STR space, written by my lovely wife, Avery Carl. It has hundreds of reviews on Amazon, and it will teach you literally everything you need to know about STR. Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth, the book, wherever books are sold. Do you want to rent your house? Everybody says, I want to rent my house, man. I want to make a couple of extra bucks. Passive income, which is BS, by the way. If you don't know that already, there ain't nothing passive about it. At least not the way I do it. Maybe for some folks. Maybe if you got enough money to just put like 50% down or pay cash for an apartment building and never think about it again, then it's passive. Maybe. Sort of. Until something crazy happens. But I don't like it being passive, man. I want to be active. I like being active. Keeps me busy. And it's my job, man. I'm a landlord. I got to make sure that this house is running smooth, sexy, up to speed, rocking and a rolling. But today's topic is, do you even want to rent this house? Perfect example is the weed smoking. All right. This comes up all the time. Oh my goodness. They smoked weed in my house. What am I going to do? Now, this is a bit of a weird example because this is only going to happen after they're already in there. So you've already rented it to them, you know, so it's not a perfect example for today's topic. But I think you kind of get my hint, right? And again, I'm probably the wrong guy to be having this conversation with because I've got long hair and a Motorhead shirt on, right? Now, that being said, I've always lived my life fairly clean and narrow. Maybe not, but we're not going to talk about that. And I'll tell you right now, since I've had kids, totally straight and narrow. But, you know, I guess, again, you've heard me talk about this before, possibly, where I own a bar in Manhattan. As in New York City at a young age. And it was awesome. It was crazy. It's craziness. It's a hard life, the bar industry. But people are partying. That's the deal, man. People come to a bar to party. And the people are coming on vacation to party. Now, your term, your definition of party and mine are probably not the same thing. And we definitely want to make sure that we are renting to stand-up individuals. See, it's a fine line between kind of keeping the riffraff out and actually renting your home. At some point, you do just have to say, okay, screw it. Just rent the damn house, you know? But I see it all the time, especially with new folks where they're nervous. They're worried. Oh my goodness, they're going to smoke weed in my house. Or oh my goodness, they've smoked weed in my house. Who cares? Open a window and move on. It's not that big a deal. You go to any major city in America, everybody's smoking weed now. You go to New York City, Chicago, Vegas, everywhere you go, it smells like weed because it's legal. It's freaking legal. Now, it might not be legal where your rental is. I get that. And we certainly don't want to encourage people to do it in the home. But at a certain point, you just got to say, screw it. Get over it. You're renting a house. Let them do what they're going to do. Now, again, we don't want to make the neighbors mad or break any laws here. I'm not recommending we break any laws. But man, can we get over it with the weed smoking? I'm just so sick of here. Oh my goodness. It's like, dude, and I get it. You know, the average real estate investor is probably not the kind of person that's hanging out at a Fish concert. But maybe you are. I don't know. There's probably a bunch of wealthy people at a Fish concert. I'm not going to the Fish concert. I will go to the Rolling Stones concert, 100%. In fact, I'm going this summer, taking my kids, and they're probably going to smell some funky stuff. And that's all right. You just raise them up right and make sure that they don't do it themselves. I'm not talking about parenting here, or maybe I am, because sometimes landlording sure as hell feels like parenting. I actually have another podcast on that coming out soon, which is how landlording and parenting are the same damn thing. I'm going to record that here in the near future. So I look forward to having you come join me for that one, which, by the way, you can join me anytime at Short Term Shop. I'm available. That's my job. to help people become better landlords, and I'm available. You give me a call anytime. You got a problem with a guest, give me a call. If you're a short-term shop client, call me. I'd love to have you. I've been on Airbnb since 2011, which, man, that's at this point a long time ago. But anyway, another good example is Instant Book. I see a lot of nervous Nellies that come in and they, meaning they're new, and they, I don't want to turn Instant Book on. What if I get somebody that's not good? What if they're bad people? I want to be able to talk to them before I book them in my house. I want to make sure that they're going to wipe the counter clean after they have their English muffin on the counter in the kitchen. Please. Now, here's the deal. You're new, you're nervous. I get it. Turn the Instant Book off, but you're going to turn it back on. You will, because it makes your life easier. And at a certain point, you have to understand that you are in the business of renting this freaking house, not renting it. Okay, I'm speaking to my noobs a little bit on this podcast this morning, and I appreciate you for hanging on a glorious Tuesday morning or whenever you happen to be listening, but rent the damn house. Turn the Instant Book on. Yeah, make them upload a driver's license. There's no right or wrong answer with that stuff. NWA, no wrong answer. Did you know there's actually a company that will help you find and purchase your first or next short-term rental? The Short-Term Shop is the premier short-term rental acquisition company. They have a team of realtors with tons of experience, and most of them actually own their own properties as well. They are the best in the business and would be happy to help you with your next purchase. You can find them at theshorttermshop.com. Brokered by EXP. Theshorttermshop.com. But what I need you to understand is let them in the door. I hear a lot of times where people are like, oh my goodness, my door codes, my door locks. I got to change my locks. I got to change blah, blah, blah. I'd rather have no damn doorknob. Leave the door hanging wide open, man. Again, that's not legal. But my mission in life is to get people into the freaking home, not tell them no. Another thing with the age requirements. We're not doing the age thing today. We could get into it a little bit, but we'll do another podcast some other time on age requirements. But I see a lot of folks, 25 and older. Oh, you got to be 37 years old to rent my home, which means you're never going to get any bookings. You know, I mean, what's with all these damn rules? It's like Tesla, sign everywhere, sign blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? 5-man electrical band. But, you know, at a certain point, you just got to give in. You got to just say, screw it. And I was like this in long-term rental too, back in the day when I was picking my own tenants. And I will say I was really freaking good at it, but I would try too hard. I was working too hard. I will say the vast majority of my tenants that I placed back in the day on my long-term units are still in there. I go walk my units and I'm like, oh, hey, I remember you. How you doing? And they remember me. Oh, what was your name again? Luke, right? Well, yeah, that's me. Long hair Luke. Nice to meet you. I always tell them I'm the maintenance man. Because number one, you don't ever want anybody to know you're the landlord. You don't never ever do you want your guests to know that you actually own the house, or your tenants especially. Now it's a little different in vacation rentals, where they probably are going to maybe infer that you own the home, but we don't want to just come right out and say it. But you know, in a situation like that where I'm going to walk my long-term units, I always tell them I'm with maintenance, man. I work for the boss, and it works great for me because I got long hair and tattoos. Nobody's ever going to believe I'm the boss. Now I don't drive my fanciest car to this occasion either. I have in the past, and I always kick myself, and just because a freak accident where wifey had my truck or whatever. I prefer to drive my truck. You know, I got a work truck, right? So take that to work. I take it to work and go walk my units. But anyway, long story short, at a certain point, you got to understand, man, you are in the renting the house business. You got to just let it go. Let it go. Like Elsa. Elsa is the mascot of the short-term rental management show. I was just at Disney World, took my kids and we see the Elsa play over there at, where the hell is that? At Hollywood Studios. And Elsa comes out at the end, she's let it go. And it's awesome. And we all need a little bit more of that in us. Sometimes you just gotta let it go, man. Who cares? Just let them rent the house. Again, fine line. We don't wanna have a damn kegger and pissing off the neighbors, pardon my language. We don't want that. We do not want that. But I do see it go the other direction. More often, at least it comes to my attention more often that people are going too far the other direction with the nervous. Now, good for you. You're doing a great job keeping the riffraff out. I like that. But, oh my goodness, they've smoked weed in my house. Well, when's the last time you got out? of your house because everybody's smoking weed. Oh my goodness. That's another one I see all the time where the cleaner says they threw a party. They made a mess. They threw a party, especially for new hosts. This is a thing where a new host comes in and the cleaner says, oh, they threw a party. It's disgusting. We're going to need an extra $50. Squash that. That's the oldest trick in the book. Your cleaner's going to say, oh, we need an extra $50. And they're going to do that every other turn because you're a sucker. And they can get the $50 out of you. Now, the truth is it was a half a case of, it was an 18-pack of Keystone Light. Big freaking deal. Clean it up and move on. Of course they're going to drink on vacation. Do we need to get into the other nasty shit they're doing in your house on vacation? Because they're doing it. Literally. They are quite literally doing it in that house. What are you going to say? No sex in my vacation house? Good luck renting that thing. So anyway, at a certain point, you just got to say, screw it and rent the house. I call it the Steve Miller method. The Steve Miller method. Take the money and run, baby. Just take the money and run. Now, run a clean organization. Don't make your neighbors mad. Do things legally. But take the money and run, Steve Miller. I love you. Short-term rental management with Luke.